And the hornet's nest is sort of round, not quite, cone-shaped, I guess, with a larger top. It looks like paper mache. And I don't know about the beehive.
Are you familiar with any of the kind of a wasp that, that doesn't sting and builds a nest of dirt?
No.
What would you call something you might use if you were, you know, putting you were shining your shoes in a liquid?
Wax.
Yeah, but you know, have you ever done it, you know, like this liquid in it, and it has a thing in it that
the applicator.
Yeah. You might call it an applicator. When you put something on like that, you might also call it
sponging.
Or dabbing or daubing.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm getting at here is the is if you're familiar with an insect called a dirt dauber or a mud dauber.
No. I guess I've heard those terms, but I...
Do you know what kind of a nest the blackjack makes?
No.
Or the yellow jacket?
No.
Okay. But those in your mind are two different things. A blackjack is not a yellow jacket.
No.
Okay. Now, when you're walking out in the woods sometimes, and if you don't have boots on, you might get these little insects, they dig into your skin.
Ticks.
Yeah, well, ticks, I think, but these are a little, even I think, these are a little different from ticks. Sometimes called red bugs, and they're sometimes called
red bugs and
chiggers.
Oh yeah.
You know what
chiggers, yeah.
All right. Are chiggers and ticks the same thing?
I don't know.
And do you use the expression red bug as well as chigger, or just chigger?
No. Never have used that.
How about that you used chigger?
A long time ago.
Okay. And these little things in the grass that you walk along in.
The crickets.
Yeah, these are
grasshoppers.
Yeah. And small fish that are used for bait.
Minnows.
Yeah. And a nest that a spider weaves.
A web.
And would you call it the same thing indoors or outdoors? If you're cleaning them out of a corner in a house.
Cobwebs.
And outside?
Spider webs.
And the parts of a tree underground.
The roots.
And the, what different kinds of trees are there in your neighborhood?
Dogwood, redbud, maple, oak, willow.
Have a big shade tree with long, kind of grayish white, scaly bark. Grow very large trees.
Sycamore. I'm not.
You're familiar with that tree?
No, no, I don't.
Just know
the
name. Mm-hmm. And George Washington chopped down a
cherry tree.
And this is a kind of bush that might grow as tall as about 15 feet high, and it gets bright red leaves in the summer, and sometimes they're supposedly poisonous.
Bright red leaves in the summer.
In the fall, you know.
They're poisonous?
Yes, but it's supposed to be. Shoe or Sue.
I don't
know. You heard of a shoemaker or sumac?
Sumac.
Sumac. Well, sometimes they talk about a poison sumac. This is a kind of vine or bush that if you walk too close, you get a rash.
Poison ivy.
All right. And are there different varieties